Hey, podcast listener. Are you working so hard you wonder if the money is even worth it? If you're like most CPAs I work with, you have way too much to do, you feel relentless deadline pressure, and worst of all, you feel torn between serving clients and being with family. What if I told you you could work a 40-hour week without losing a dime? I know it sounds impossible, but my Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is designed for CPAs just like you who want to get their lives back. Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is launching soon. In it, you'll learn how to start getting your time back week by week, make your workload manageable while still bringing in plenty of revenue, what to put in your packages and how to price them, and so much more. Don't leave your future to chance. CPA Mastermind will get you on the sane, profitable path you've been searching for. With unlimited coaching, your success is guaranteed. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help overworked CPAs go down to 40 hours and then down to 25 hours without giving up revenue. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today, we are talking about pains and dreams in practice. Pains and dreams, the two sections that are right underneath the header on your website. Why are we even talking about this? Because I talked about it in theory on episode 275, just two episodes ago, and now I want you to hear what it sounds like in practice. I'll share with you how this sounds on the homepage of my own site so that you can get the theory from episode 275 and how it sounds in practice in this episode so that we can get the concept to really land and make sense for you so that you can start listening to your clients and prospects with these two categories in mind so that you can start organizing in your own head what you want to say on your website so that you can get those words on the page so that the kinds of clients you want to work with can see themselves and their pains and their dreams reflected on your site. So they reach out more readily, so that your sales conversation is so much more on the nose, so that you stop wasting time in discovery calls with prospects who just aren't a good fit for your firm, so that you don't drop $5,000 or $25,000, depending on the size of your firm, on website copy that's so polished it's stripped of any personality and so bland it tastes like tofu and doesn't speak to anybody. So that you start becoming known for being a go-to person in the space you're in. And the more you deepen expertise in the space you're in, the less competition you have. And the less competition you have, the more you can command high prices. And the more you command high prices, the more you get the high-paying clients so many CPAs say to me that they want. When they answer one of the very first questions I ask my readers when they get on my email list, what is the one thing that you most want that you don't have right now? Probably the most common answer that I get is high-paying clients. It's really difficult to get high-paying clients without first making a strong case that you understand the pains and the dreams of your buyer. So if you want high-paying clients or even medium-paying clients, listen up. Because the longer you run your accounting practice with unpositioned website copy that kicks off with verbiage that sounds like customized tax, accounting, and consulting solutions for individuals and small businesses, and goes on to talk about customized tax, accounting, and consulting solutions for individuals and small businesses without ever once talking about the pains and dreams of clients, the longer you run with an unpositioned generic website, the longer you will suffer with low-paying clients who don't value the work you do because you never made the case for the value. You never opened up the file folder in their mind about the suffering they're experiencing and showed them that you know where their promised land is and that you can help them get there if they pay you this much money. When your accounting practice is too unpositioned, you will suffer in the form of low-paying clients, which means you'll need to take on more clients and work more hours to create the value and then the revenue that you want to create. So here's how it sounds on my site so that you can hear how it sounds now that you have this framework of pains and dreams. And I give you this because I have a sneaking suspicion that in your discretionary time, you don't spend it studying the copy on my website. So here are the panes. So very close to the top of my website, I have a bunch of panes of the exact people I am trying to attract, who I want to work with. Single owner, solo CPAs making mid six figures, who are overworking and sick of it. So here are the pains. You're sick of working so hard and you wonder if the money is even worth it. You're behind, you feel trapped by the need to pay staff. You wish you were with family when working and think about work when you're with family. You've all but given up on your own needs. So that's the first four, but I'm not done. Here come another handful. You want to work less, but you don't want to give up revenue. You're the one with the technical expertise, so certain things can only be done by you. Your systems are in your head, making it hard to delegate. You're chasing clients for documents, and you don't know how to say no or reprice clients when scope grows. I'm still not done. It seems like you should be able to lighten your workload. You've tried working more hours, hiring staff to pick up workload, firing a few clients, adding apps, zaps, AI, and ChatGPT, raising prices 10%, and saying yes to any prospect for the additional revenue. And none of it has worked. So right there, I have at least 15 pain points that I serve up right away so that any reader who lands on my website can know in a heartbeat whether or not they have these pains that I'm talking about and whether or not they should keep on reading, whether or not I might be the person for them or not. They will know right away if I am not for them if they don't have these pains. Scroll down a tiny hair, and then we get into the dreams. The dreams are the opposites of the pains. And I kick off with reminding them of the pain. You feel stuck, and what you want feels out of reach. And here comes the dream. You dream of clients who appreciate the value you bring, do what you tell them, get you stuff on time, and are more than happy to pay you. And you'd be plenty happy with take-home pay of $200K, 400K would be even better, stuffing your 401K because you don't have that many years left, making good money without feeling guilty or greedy or worrying about your neighbors thinking you've gotten too big for your britches. That's seven, but I'm not done yet. Your time matters more. If you could just stop working weekends, then stop the bleed into the evening inbox clear out, then stop at 5 p.m., then work 4 days a week, that would be amazing. But I'm still not done. At the end of the day, you just want the freedom to work the hours you want, not a million more. You want to enjoy your work again, and you want to feel thankful for awesome clients and an accounting practice you are happy running. And then I remind them of the pain. These are your dreams, but they're up on the shelf because you don't know how to get there. That is all pains and all dreams. It's 15 pains at least and 15 dreams at least. So it's not until like 40 yards down my website that now, only now, do I start talking about me. You have to be way the heck down the page before you read the letter I, as in I, Geraldine. Until then, it's all about my prospect. It's all about the CPA. It's about you, 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 you. It is not about me. My website is about you, your pains, and your dreams, so that you know that I understand what you have going on, so that you know that I know what you want, so that you know that I know what I'm talking about. And it's only once you know all those things that I even start talking about how I can help. Now, you might be thinking, well, that's great, but you're a writer and I'm a numbers person. I'm not a writer. I don't know what to say. And when I write, it sounds janky. I get it. And I have good news for you. But first, I'm going to call BS on your thinking that you're a numbers person and you're not a writer. Because remember, my degree is in engineering. I was science and math all day long. In fact, the whole reason I chose to apply to the engineering school rather than the arts and sciences college was for one reason and one reason alone. And that is that I hated writing and I didn't want to have to write term papers. And the engineering school solved that problem in a heartbeat. So if I who directed her entire 4 years of collegiate study simply around avoiding having to write term papers, If I can write a website, then so can you. So here's the good news. It's great news, in fact. You aren't the one who writes your website. Your client's words write your website. So now, what you need to be good at is listening. All you have to do is start listening. Listening now that you have these two buckets in mind. Pains and dreams. Pains and dreams, that's all. Start with that. Now, if you're not a good listener, I humbly suggest you get on your giddy up and get better at it. Listen to what's being said and listen for what is not being said. I thought for a long time that everyone wanted to make more money. But as soon as COVID hit, none of my clients ever talked about wanting to make more money. They were all talking about being buried, being slammed, being overwhelmed, and feeling like they were drowning. It took me a while to hear what wasn't being said. They didn't care about making more money. They needed their time and their sanity back. So word to the wise, be careful about making assumptions. One more pro tip. My system for capturing what my clients say. Because you'll be in a meeting and your client will drop some perfect turn of phrase that's so funny and so perfectly captures the essence of the pain or the dream, and you think, I have to remember that. But if you don't capture it right away, you won't remember it. And then when you go to make website updates, you're like, what did they say? And it has all evaporated. So when I hear clients say things like a P&L that's 5 miles long, or I've been soft on prices with legacy clients, or I don't know what to do with my little old ladies. These are phrases that I jot down right away. And immediately after any meeting in my post-meeting process, I open up a Google Doc that's my shoebox for these phrases, and I stick them in there. I have a keyboard shortcut, a text expander, to open that Google Doc so it pops right open. I drop the words in and close it up. It's 15 seconds max. Then, whenever I'm making updates to my website, I can go to that shoebox Google Doc, dump out all the words, and rifle through it to see what I want to use. It's all right there. Words from your clients, often verbatim, that go right up on my site. It's not me doing the writing. It's you. So listen, don't be afraid of writing website copy. It's not nearly as hard as you think, especially once you know that website copy follows a super simple formula. And once you know that formula, website copy all but writes itself. And when you write words that speak right to your clients' pains and dreams, before you say a word about yourself and your fix, you will attract better fitting, higher paying clients, and you will waste less time in go-nowhere discovery calls and writing proposals that get ghosted on. When you write words that speak right to your clients, it's better for your clients, it's better for your accounting practice, it's better for you and your life on your one trip through space. Have an amazing day. I'll see you next week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there.